The Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah football talk with voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Bears head coach, Brett Chappell. Live from the Jukebox Junction on 276 at the stoplight in Bethel. Join us every Saturday morning. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, plus Linens and Uniform Service, Hometown Hardware, and the Freeman Agency, Erie Insurance. The Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 and WPTLRadio.net.
Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Black Bears, another big win last night over Brevard. And the our old rivalry took care of business and had control of that game really throughout. And Pisgah's offense and defense continues to play very well. And that's one of the things, coach, that I'm sure that you maybe want to talk about this morning again is this progression. Defense has been good all year. They continue to get better. But the progression of this offense is really hitting on all cylinders. So balanced right now. And Lucas Hall looks like that he's been Pisgah's varsity quarterback for years and years at this point. A lot of confidence out of that young man, and he continues to perform along with the rest of your football team right now.
You know, I think Lucas's confidence comes from being able to protect him, him being able to sit back in the pocket and not feel like he's got to get flushed out of there. You know, his receiver's making good plays, and like you mentioned before, being balanced. You know, I think that's been a big thing for us, you know, especially the last few weeks. You know, last night, you know, we had all of our tailback scored, Van Barenberg, Trevor, Jesse, Michael, all of them got in the end zone, you know, out of that tailback position. And of course, you know, Lucas was 9 of 11 for 118 yards and a touchdown pass. You know, so I felt like we were very balanced. I felt like we could be. You know, we gave them probably three different personnel sets last night, and I felt like all of our sets were successful. We never had a punt last night, so felt like we were doing some really good things on the offensive side, and the defense was solid again, like you mentioned. How about the 53-yard field goal?
Yeah.
I mean, just to start the game off, and for Mason to be able to come out there and do that. You know, we had saw him kick a 50-yarder in the pregame, in the warm-ups, and he wanted to kick one more and back up, and I said, no, we're going to finish right there, and, you know, we'll finish on a good one. And, you know, I knew about the distance as we were working down through there, and we got, you know, got to where he got lined up, and it was fourth down, and went ahead and called for it, and some of the coaches were looking at me like, are you going to let him kick this? And I said, yeah, we're going to give him a shot. And, man, he'd have been good for another 5 yards on it, I believe.
Absolutely. And the protection was there. And you got to get those kicks a little bit lower. So you got to make sure that you got to have help and blocking up front for those. But as far as we can tell right now, that's probably going to be a school record. And boy, you know, 3 months ago, if you'd have told him that or any of us that's what we were looking at today, nobody maybe would have believed it. But that's a big deal. And those are the kinds of things that can carry over and maybe produce some big results down the line, too. We might need a 50-yarder here in a week or two.
Well, you know, that's what you're working towards. You're working towards building confidence in your kids in what we're doing. You know, our kids have seen that, you know, Mason's got a strong enough leg to get it there. And he's just done a really good job. Last couple of weeks we've had Mr. Greg Parrott's come down and worked with him a little bit on the field, him and Carlos, our other kicker. And, you know, his kickoffs were right on the goal line last night, all of them. And, you know, just think they put some extra time in the last couple of weeks, our kicker guys have. And it's always good to be able to see them come out and be able to have a game like that. And, you know, some things that, like what you mentioned, may help us on down the line.
Yeah, it's a weapon for sure. But going back over to that offensive side, I remember thinking last night, guys went into that spread there later on in the game, and I was kind of thinking, you know, is when you're preparing and you're trying to give teams a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to prepare for defensively, especially if they haven't had a chance to see you, and that will most likely be the case for all of us in terms of playoffs. But when you give teams a chance to look at a lot of different things, you want them to have to prepare a lot. Last night, again, you know, three or four sets that you guys were running were very effective. I was really impressed with the spread and the maturity right now that you see out of Lucas and his ability to be focused and be able to be confident in what he's going to be able to do. If there's nothing there in terms of those throws, being able to take off and make first downs with his legs, you know, he's very much mature quarterback right now that's in charge of this offense. And that's going to be, you know, nothing but good things for us down the road here too.
Well, again, I think, you know, you start up front. I mean, I thought our front was outstanding last night. 272 yards rushing, 118 yards passing. Jesse Martinez, I mean, he had 68 yards in receiving and then turned around and had 72 yards rushing. I mean, he had a fabulous night for us. 19 first downs. Just felt like overall on the offensive side, you know, we did some really good things last night and got a lot of people involved. You know, that was a big thing for us, is being able to spread the ball out. And you know, we are blessed to have some playmakers, you know, not just sitting one back there in the backfield or one out wide. You know, we're certainly blessed with some good people. Cole Anderson had another solid night for us, not only on the offensive side but the defensive side. You know, had one touchdown, three catches for 42 yards. And, you know, they kind of doubled Trey up and took him away from us a little bit. And we were able to exploit the other side. And just, again, I just thought Lucas did a really good job. He was very calm in the pocket. He never got real – didn't seem like he really got in a big hurry. You know, when he needed to, he could get out of the pocket. But, you know, liked to stand in there and liked to deliver the ball. And it was good for us last night.
You feel like you got some options, I guess, when you go ahead and maybe, you know, get into the playoffs and maybe the defense will maybe take something away from you. You've got a lot of choices, it feels like, now in terms of the things that you might want to do. And boy, I tell you what, that's what teams have to have if they're going to win in the playoffs.
It is. You know, you're going to face some teams that's going to be able to match you up in different places and be able to take some things away. And I think that's the one thing that, as the season has progressed, I think that's one thing that we have gotten much better at, is being able to get into different personnel packages and finding a way to be successful out of them. Because we're going to get in a situation where we're not going to be able to spread people out, or we're not going to get in a situation where we're going to be able to line up in the eye and they're going to put too many in the box. You know, we're going to have to be able to make some adjustments, and thought that we're getting into some packages now that allow us to do that.
Well, if you were to go back right now and sort of evaluate and think about, you know, maybe a focus as you go into the week, whatever that might be, is there part of your game right now that's a little bit further behind maybe, or somewhere that you really want to improve upon a whole lot, or do you feel nicely about all three phases?
You know, we feel really good about where we're at. Obviously, as we go into a week of practice, you know, we're preparing more for plays than we are personnel packages. We can run about every one of our plays out of each package. It just gives people different looks, you know, things that they've got to adjust for. Gives defense coordinators a fit, because that's just that many more cards they got to draw and prepare for. And, you know, it just, you know, at least last night felt like that everything was clicking for us. Hopefully that will carry over into the playoffs. And, you know, you want to be peaking at the right time. You know, are we at that point? I certainly think we're working in that direction.
Yeah, you and you mentioned this too earlier, and talk about the offensive line play and what Coach Presley's done, all your guys done. You've had to make some changes up front because of some players have been injured and those kinds of things, or just because maybe of a scheme or whatever. But, you know, it starts right there and gives your quarterback a chance to move around and to look downfield and make throws. Also opens up holes for your other guys. But, you know, they've done a fantastic job, and they've gotten a whole lot better as the season has gone along too, haven't they?
They have been. And like what you mentioned, we've had to kind of mix and match and move some people around. Probably as we look back on it, one of the better moves that we've made is moving David Mackey outside and putting Ashton Reinhart down at center. Kind of freed David up a little bit and plays a little bit better out wide tackle. Moving John Albritton down at the guard has been a good move for us. Ben has been solid for us all season. You know, he's been the one that's just been a solid player for us up front. And of course, we added Riley James in last night and thought Riley came in and did a really good job for us. And, you know, the little things are some of the things that we've really worked on that I think our kids are paying attention to. Again, we had a great night as far as penalties. Had 6 penalties for 55 yards. You know, we're keeping that number down, turnovers number
down. Absolutely.
You know, it's the little things. I think as you look at this team compared to last year's team, you know, we're able to do the little things a little bit better. Obviously, we're not as explosive offensively as what we were last year as far as averaging points and things like that. But I think we're finding ways to win, you know, other ways.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show, WPTL.
Will this be a motorsports Christmas? It will, with a little help from Santa and Hometown Hardware. ATVs, four-wheelers, scooters, they're at Hometown Hardware now, with payment plans available through Champion Credit Union, as well as major charge cards. A white Christmas could bring you a green Christmas. Your purchase of $100 or more this month could be free. Get details at Hometown Hardware, Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Great for stocking stuffers, too.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384 a representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chapel Show. Again, talked a lot about the offense so far. Flipping over and going back to defense. I mean, these guys have played very well all season long. And, you count on that defense to find a way to get their offense off the field and get your guys back out there. But, again, very strong up front, doing a good job in the secondary, being where you're supposed to be. I remember last night, again, Shuler making that another interception there from his position, which is a tough place to make interceptions in. Defense continues to play very, very solid. It's going to give you a chance to win every single night, I think, Coach.
You know, the big thing for us defensively, and if anybody who was there watching, and it was a totally different defensive package as well. I know we're sitting here talking about the offensive stuff, but, you know, based off what Brevard gave us and how much they threw the ball, you know, Coach Brennan and his staff put together a couple of packages, to try to get after those guys and to try to help us back in coverage. And I mean, you saw a three-man front quite a bit last night out of us, which is a little bit different, which left Colton in the middle. And I tell you what, when your middle linebacker stays clean and you don't see a lot of other people on him, you know you're getting a good job done up front. And Colton had a solid night for us. Of course, you mentioned that interception. Drayton Kirkpatrick is still being that solid player for us up front. Trey Morgan had an interception last night on that forward lateral. Trevor had a big tackle for the loss last night.
Yeah.
Just thought that overall our defense continues to play well. Obviously, we all know, as we've watched our team, we bode a little bit better against teams that run the ball.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to see when a team does spread it out that we can't stop them.
And I felt like your front four guys right there were getting natural pressure. I mean, he didn't have a tremendous amount of time to make throws downfield for sure.
You know, the thing about, you look at Brevard, I know we mentioned obviously how young we are. You know, we started two seniors last night on offense. They started four seniors on defense, we did. And we just got a lot of youth. But you look at Brevard, I mean, they're big playmakers too. Their quarterback's a sophomore. The Cabe kid out at wide receiver, he's a sophomore. They're very young as well. And I think they've certainly got a bright future. I know they were frustrated, you know, obviously this season. But I think they got some good kids that are in the program. Hopefully they'll be able to get it together. And what a great facility last night.
Yeah.
How awesome was that to walk in and be able to see that nice turf that was
beautiful.
There. And, it was not an issue with us weather-wise. And, I just thought that overall for the night, just thought it was a great atmosphere. Great to be there. I thought we had a good crowd that was there as well. And, we were able to come out and put a good product on the field.
I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, too. And you just mentioned that about where, sort of the status of that program, that high school, really. Obviously, you have a tremendous amount of familiarity being from Transylvania County anyway. But, that community may have changed and has changed probably more so maybe than any other community around us in the last 15 years or so. And it has taken its toll on a lot of things there, hasn't it?
It has. You look at the, not facility-wise. Like I said, I think they've done a really good job of getting their facilities up to par, and obviously the college is playing there as well. But, the community in itself, when they lost the plants, as far as continuing to be able to survive, the community probably did the right thing in trying to base everything towards tourism and things like that. But when you do that, you also lose a lot of your blue-collar kids. And I think that's one of the big things that stands out to me. You still see some athletes in there, but you're missing some of those blue-collar kids that you're used to seeing, that they had back in, even when Coach Essenberg was still there back in the mid-2000s. I know those plants closed right there in the early 2000s. And I think you're starting to finally see a lot of the effects of it. Obviously, their numbers are down. Hopefully for those guys, if they need to, hopefully they're going to be able to drop another division, and maybe that can help them out success-wise.
And I know that a lot of people would not like this, but you think Transylvania County needs to take and start looking perhaps at consolidating both schools?
The biggest thing there, and obviously me being from there and hearing a lot about it, I had a lot of Rosman people that were there last night at the game and got to talk to a lot of those people. You got two communities, and I think Rosman more so than anything right now, you got two communities that are very strong-willed about keeping those
right,
traditions.
Right.
I think you graduated a little bit more of the Brevard side. but the Rosman people are still there, you know, and the ones that have always been there. And, you know, certainly I'm sure they would probably fight it as much as they could, you know, as a coach looking in and looking at the travel and all of those things. I think that there could be some benefits, you know, into that situation as far as consolidating. Will it ever happen? You know, I don't know. I don't know that it'll ever happen.
And I think you're right. I think it would be very difficult. I can imagine if somebody suggested that in this county. I just can't imagine that it would fly too well. But, you know, they're in a tough spot right now. And you mentioned those numbers, and it's not just about the athletes. It's the fact that their high school right now is much, much smaller than it ever has been.
Well, you're looking at 700 and I think about 730, 740 kids at Brevard. You know, Rosman's sitting there with about 370. If you're able to combine them, I mean, you're looking still at a big 2A or a small 3A. You look at the travel, like what I mentioned, as far as conferences,
right.
You know, you're cutting down on a lot of that. You know, but, again, you got to be able to sell it to your community and have everybody involved with it. And, you know, obviously with building the new state, or not the new stadium, but putting the turf in, and, you know, both of the schools got fairly new gyms and, you know, things like that. All of those are things that you'd have to consider when you're looking at making something change like that. But there has been talk about it. Some of the school board members have brought it up in those meetings I've seen in the paper and stuff. So I think they're doing some research on it. Again, you know, you wish them well. Obviously, me being from that county and seeing those things, it's just been – it's odd not seeing them as a premier game like what it used to be.
Right. And when you go and go back and finish up thoughts, I guess, on them, and unfortunately, we've not been in that situation. I can't ever remember being in the situation, but how do you continue as a head coach or you know, a football community, how do you continue to maintain that interest now after 2 years without winning football at all?
You know, I think the big thing for those guys, and I don't know when Coach Lippard was hired, you know, the numbers in the program were down. You know, one of the things that they wanted him to do was get the numbers back out. And I, you know, especially last year, I thought they had the numbers up. You know, they're doing some little things to keep kids excited about it. You know, I don't know if a lot of people noticed on Thursday night with the JV game, a lot of those kids had their last names on the back of their jerseys. You know, he's doing things in the summer to get his kids involved and get them there. And, you know, they make all their workouts, and he's, you know, putting their names on the back of their jerseys and things like that. But, you know, they've got to get back to doing some of the grassroots things too. You know, obviously you want to make sure you're doing the best with your personnel that you got. Felt like they have a really good quarterback who can be successful throwing, and they got some receivers as well. Probably need to be a little bit stronger on the run, you know, to be able to balance them out a little bit. But, again, those are things those coaches will get figured out and hopefully move in the right direction.
Before we head to our next break here, real quick, I wanted you to update us on the injury situation last night from our game. Obviously, a little bit of concern out of you tied in.
You know, Kyle Jorstad went down on the kickoff last night. You know, out in the open field kind of deal, I actually went back and watched it on film. Didn't get hit, anything like that. Had kind of brushed off of a block and was turning to make a play on the returner. Just kind of got twisted up wrong. They did go ahead and go x-ray him last night, which is, you know, protocol type stuff just to make sure there's no bone injury. Got an MRI set up for Monday morning. So we'll know more, you know, after he gets that MRI done. You know, probably right now we're going to base everything on not having him, and hopefully things will go well and we will have him. But, you know, got some young kids that got involved last night. Logan Rich was one that got in for us at tight end, did a really good job for us. Josh Wilson came up off the JVs, you know, was solid for us at that tight end position. And that's going to be important for us. As much as we're running the ball right now, we got to make sure we've got good blockers up front. Jeff Albright, I got to mention his name on special teams.
Yeah.
That kid was in on about every tackle on the kickoff team. Just had a phenomenal night for us there, you know, as well as the other guys on the kickoff team. But I just thought he really stood out last night, and I thought he had a really good game.
Yeah, absolutely. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Black Bear football.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong. For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency.
They bring you Erie Insurance for solid coverage and low rates. Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency Service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville. Or talk with Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Getting a really good haircut is no easy matter, especially for women and children. Try Pisgah Family Barbershop in Canton. You'll be pleased from the first visit, as Pisgah Family Barbershop welcomes men, women, and children, and they've been my family's barber for over 30 years. Go see Ken Warren and Amy Hall, where there's comfort in every cut that will keep you coming back. Pisgah Family Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 until 5, on Main Street near Sid's Restaurant in downtown Canton. Again, a few more scores coming out of last night, down 3A, down towards the Charlotte. Most of these 3A teams tend to be right around in that area. West Iredell, winner over North Lincoln last night, 49-48. Crest was a winner over Shelby. They came all the way back, scored 21 unanswered in that game against Shelby. Concord beat Garinger 60-12. Freedom over Patton, 70-6. Forest View won their game, 34-0. So, you know, we were hoping that we could get Forest View to maybe drop one the last few weeks or so, but they beat East Gaston last night pretty handily. South Point, a big win over Stuart Kramer. South Rowan beat East Rowan 28-14. It was, I believe, West Rowan over Hickory Ridge 35-28.
That one was a surprise.
Yeah.
West Rowan and Hickory Ridge. We thought West Rowan might be one of those that we might see. And
yeah, that's right.
That was an upset last night. West Rowan had a big win, so that's going to move them up instead of being one of those 5-5. So they'll be up a little bit higher than what we had projected those guys earlier.
High Brighton was a winner again last night over Hickory, and Fred T. Ford won over St. Stephens. And that's what I wanted you to maybe tell us about. You guys have been trying to look at this and think about that. You know, what does it look like right now from your viewpoint where we might stand going into next week?
You know, it looks like we're going to be anywhere from a 4 seed to a 6. You know, we're kind of guessing probably going to be a 5 seed. You know, the biggest thing is, how many conferences are they going to put in our region? You know, obviously we're going to be the 1 seed out of the 3A teams, you know, from our conference. But how many conference champions are they going to put, you know, in our region? And if we go 5, I mean, that's 5 conferences right there. If we happen to go 6, they're going to put 6, which is a little bit heavy to one region. So we'll have to see where they draw the lines. But it looks like we're going to draw one of the 4 or 5 that are 5-5 teams. And I don't know how they'll do that. I'm assuming they'll have to do some type of coin flip and to kind of see where everybody's at projected, and like how many 5-5s. Like, I think there's 4 or 5 of them.
I see. And this was based on a projection, though, from earlier yesterday. Southwest Randolph was a projected 5-5. East Gaston was a projected 5-5. And then you had, they were projecting at the time, East Rowan a 6-4, West Rowan a 6-4, but West Rowan, yeah, they did win. Okay, so North Lincoln was projected as a 6-4. High Brighton was projected as a 6-4. So what I don't know is how these scores that happened last night translate back into the way these projections play out. So, you know, there's a lot of 5-5 and 6-4 teams that are in there. So, you know, it will be interesting, I guess.
Yeah, and like I said, East Rowan lost last night, so that dropped them to one of the 5-5s. West Rowan, we mentioned, had won, so they bumped up.
Right.
So, you know, you're sitting there just wondering, you know, kind of how everything's going to shake out. But we won't know anything different until probably about 4 or 5 o'clock this evening when those brackets come out. A lot of times those have been changed. You know, a lot of times they'll come out at 4 or 5 and they'll have some corrections they'll have to make, and they'll revise them, and they won't come back until about 6 or 7 later on tonight.
For you guys, is there any conversation with you guys at all prior to, and I'm talking about maybe from the state or whatever, prior to the announcement of those brackets? They just put them out there and without any conversation with programs?
Yeah, they don't have any conversation with the ADs or the programs. You know, Coach Presley's the conference AD. The thing that he had to do last night was to go back and make sure all of the conference records were correct as they got sent in. The state's making us put everything on maxpreps.com online now so they can go in and check records, and it just helps them get through it quicker. But no, we won't get any conversation from them unless there's a problem that they see, not being able to figure out a seating or if something gets turned in wrong. That's where you see the changes. You know, they'll send out that first draft, and somebody will have missed something somewhere, a wrong record or something. So they'll have to come back and revise it. I mean, I've known coaches who have got that first edition, you know, when we were still having to drive and trade film and drive 4 or 5 hours and trade film and get back, and they've revised it and changed it. So, you know, obviously we're in Huddle now. You know, a lot of the film's online, which makes it so much easier. And you can just sit back on a computer and trade film. So not everybody's on it. So certainly we hope that whoever we may draw, you know, is on that, on some type of stuff online so we can trade film there and we're not having to drive tonight.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
A white Christmas could bring you a green Christmas. Your purchase of $100 or more this month at Hometown Hardware could be free. Hurry in for all the details. Pick up a snow shovel for $8.19. A King Utility lighter for your grill, 99 cents. Save on great holiday giving ideas at Hometown Hardware, Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. And remember to shop online for Christmas at hometown-hardware.com.
Live with the Brett Chappell Show again, doing a little bit of prognostication. I want you to, real quick, if you would, tell me your thoughts on the top half of this projected bracket, with potentially Crest being in there, dropping down from the big 3A. Concord, obviously. Freedom is right there, and maybe South Guilford, too. You're talking, and you said this, I think, already. You're talking about, you know, some really powerful, good football teams potentially in this bracket.
You know, some teams that haven't seen losses this year.
Yeah.
And multiple ones. You know, and again, certainly not a team that we would face in the first round, but somebody we could see very quickly, you know, very quickly in the second round. You know, if we're able to get through the first, the big thing for us, you know, just like it was last year, we want to, you know, get this seed, see where we're at, get that first draw, come out next week and do everything we can to get a win and move on to the next round.
You mentioned that just a few minutes ago. Again, maybe ideas with eyeballs on High Brighton, Fred T. Ford. Of course, we're all familiar with High Brighton. We played them several times. Fred T. Ford, East Gaston is a team that potentially we could see, and maybe North Lincoln again. I know Southwest Randolph is a 5-5 team, so and may not see those. They may be all the way down to a 6 team. But you know, there's a good chance that whoever, I guess my point is, whoever comes here, it's going to have to spend a little bit of time on the road to get here next week.
Well, you know, going to have to spend some time to get here. We've looked at the you know, kind of the 10-day forecast. Looks like it's going to be another cold
night.
Right. You know, being in that atmosphere, I think, changes a lot of things for teams that are unfamiliar with coming here and you know, being a part of, I guess what you would say, the aura of the stadium down here. I mean, it's different. You know, it's damp cold. It's one of those that kind of gets you to the bone down here. Yeah. So it's, you know, we're excited about being in the playoffs first. I think our kids have done a really good job of from where we started to where we finished last night for the regular season. I thought our kids have come a long way.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously we look all the way back at the first game of the season, and we know we kind of dropped one there and didn't play really well, and learned a lot about ourselves. But I think our coaching staff got our kids back together, got us gathered up, made some changes, you know, kept making changes as the season went along, and just think that we're playing some pretty good football right now.
And they're still very excited, it seems to me, about playing. They're not ready for this to end yet.
You know, that's the one thing that as a coach that you try to sell. You don't ever want to be your best at the beginning. You want to be your best at the end. And, you know, through my career as a head coach, I've had some pretty good seasons, you know, coming from East Henderson and obviously, you know, here last year. And I always, whether you think of it as a negative or a positive, I always like to say, you know, sometimes we may not be the best early, but we want to be the best when we finish. You know, and I can remember back to the best team that I had there at East Henderson, and we were 13-2. You know, we lost first game of the year and then won 13 straight and then, of course, lost the last one right there in the fourth round of the playoffs. And, you know, again, that's something that I stress. I want our kids to be excited about still playing. We got some basketball kids that ain't used to playing in November. Cole Anderson is one of them. I was aggravating him the other day. I said, how bad are you missing basketball practice? He said, Coach, this is different. He said, I'm used to already being in the gym going. But he's excited about being a part of it with us. Mason, obviously tickled to death about being, having that 53-yarder last night. And that's what's fun. You're seeing some kids that weren't necessarily players for us that we had planned on having that have came out and have been impact players for our program. And that's always good to see.
Absolutely. How do things change right now in terms of the way you go about your business preparation and, you know, obviously not knowing until maybe late Saturday who you're even going to play? What does this week look like? How is it a little bit different than last week?
You know, the biggest thing for us is the change this morning. You know, our staff meets Saturday mornings, go in right after this radio show and meet. And obviously, we don't know who we're going to play, so that changes. We won't meet until Sunday evening. We'll get a chance to get that film tomorrow night. Of course, Coach Brindley and myself and the rest of the coaches will be able to get it broke down online at home.
Right.
But we'll come back together as a staff tomorrow evening about 6 o'clock and meet with everybody and start talking about some personnel things and things that we need to look at. But our kids usually come in this morning and watch film too, and we've changed that schedule as well because we're going to give our coaches the morning off and, you know, just kind of wait and see what happens. The big thing is getting that seating, see where we're at, and getting that film traded and going ahead and start breaking down some stuff tonight.
So it sounds like fun. It sounds like it's going to be what we always want it to be. Certainly excited about getting to this time of year. It's my favorite time of year, to be honest with you, in terms of playoffs and how much fun everything is. And we'll look forward to continuing to play for a while. Again, next week we will be at home. Obviously, don't know who we're playing yet. We will be at home next week, 6:30 our airtime, Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock is our game time, game call there, and then we'll be right back here at 8 a.m. next Saturday morning with the Brett Chapel Show. You'll be able to find the brackets, I believe. Chuck mentioned last night that he would try to put those up on his website, the Mountaineers website, as quickly as possible, and we'll certainly look forward to that, Coach.
One of the things I also wanted to mention, JV's got finished up on Thursday night. Program finished 8-2. We were 8-2 last year as well, and just feel like our program as a whole is solid right now. That's a big thing that I came in and wanted to make sure that we took care of all of our programs all the way through and felt like our JVs were had a solid year for us. It was another one of those situations where we didn't know how we would be once we started. You know, kind of didn't know what we were getting out of both of the middle schools at Bethel and Canton, and thought those guys came together nicely, have a season like that. Also want to mention Bethel's Mites team that's playing in the Super Bowl today. Good luck to those guys and Coach Emmon and that group. And always excited to be able to see those young kids. Saw quite a few of them last night in the stadium at the game. And they're ready to go today, so hopefully I'm going to get a chance to make a trip up there and watch those guys. You were mentioning a change in the schedule for me because I'm not having the meetings this morning, so hopefully that'll free me up and hopefully get up there to see those guys. But regardless, good luck to those guys, and what a great thing for our community up here.
Absolutely. Got a lot to look forward to, a lot of Black Bears on the way to us. And mentioned the JVs again. You're going to have a lot of athletes very soon in addition to what you got right now. So exciting stuff around Pisgah. Again, we'll get set for the playoffs, 6:30 our airtime next week. Don't forget to join us here on AM 920 WPTL. For Brett Chapel and Frank Bird back in our studio, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, everyone. So long, everybody.